It's time for our regular monthly catch-up with RNIB's campaigns team, looking at just a couple of the big topics and some that you can get involved in as well. Once again, I'm joined by Shamin. Hello.
So today, Alan, we have Rebecca with us, who's going to speak about our upcoming workshops and how they will help you speak up for your right to accessible healthcare information. And we also have Clay with us, who is going to give some information about a reception that we are planning for Parliament in the end of November and how you can ask your MP to come along and see us.
Okay, let's take a look at the accessible health information. And Rebecca, we're looking for more and more people to get involved in this because it's absolutely vital that people who are blind or partially sighted really get all their health information in an accessible format.
Yeah, we know that blind and partially sighted people do have a legal right to receive information in formats like large print, email, audio, braille, but we know that it's often not happening, so that can cause a risk to people's health and well-being. Last year, we launched My Info, My Way campaign to try and sort of make this right a reality. So one of the things that we're doing is that we're hosting some online workshops in November, where people can learn more about their rights, how to speak up for accessible health information, and also how to campaign with local health services. So the first workshop that we are holding is about speaking up for your rights, so about self-advocacy. We're holding that on the 4th of November, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and another one on the 5th of November at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And so, as I said, that workshop focuses on speaking up for your own rights in terms of getting your health information in an accessible format. And we'll also be looking in that session at the new guide that we've produced to help people do that. So we're calling it the ABC guide. A is for ask for your accessible health information, B, be aware of your rights, and C, complain if you don't get your information in your required format. And the second workshop is about campaigning more widely with local health services. So we'll be looking at how you can get involved with local health services, such as your GP service, your hospital trust, your integrated care board. So you'll find out how you can get involved and take steps to help local health services improve more widely in terms of accessible information. And that one we are holding on the 12th of November at 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And on the 13th of November at 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. And during those workshops as well, you'll also get to hear from current RNIB campaigns volunteers about their experiences in terms of campaigning for accessible health information, like I say, individually and more widely. And those workshops are open to anyone who's got an interest in learning more about the issue. So yeah, if you are interested in joining one or both of the workshops, I think Shamin's going to give the contact details to sign up. It is an online workshop, so you can join either via Microsoft Teams online, or you can do it via phone. So there's two options there. So if you just let us know when you contact us to sign up, how you prefer to take part.
Thanks, Rebecca. And yeah, like Rebecca said, I will give contact details at the end. But for now, we'll move on to Clay, who's going to talk about our parliamentary reception.
Okay, thanks very much, Shamin. Clay, this is coming up in November as well. What's the reception all about?
We're hosting a drop-in style event for MPs to showcase how they can support their constituents with sight loss. We're going to have a variety of interactive activities where MPs can learn things like how to make their communications accessible, how to sighted guide a constituent with sight loss. And it's all about generally building their understanding of sight loss and the issues that blind and partially sighted people face day to day.
A lot of new MPs, of course, at Westminster now. Some of this will be quite new to some of them. I suppose some of them may be aware of a lot of the help that they can provide for their blind and partially sighted constituents.
Yeah, absolutely. Half of all of the MPs that are now sitting in Parliament were newly elected in summer. So this is a really great opportunity for us to engage with new MPs who might not have considered how to support their constituents with sight loss before. And it also allows us to build relationships with decision makers so that we become sort of the point of contact if they have any questions or need help on issues when they arise. Currently, we have around 30 MPs who have said they'd come along, including the Minister for Disability, Stephen Timms, which is brilliant. But we want to reach as many as possible. So we're really encouraging listeners to use our e-action to invite their MPs along. These e-actions are really simple, really quick, but are really effective. We've had MPs approach us in the past talking about how their constituents got in contact with them via email, asking them to come along. So we know that they really work.
If people want to invite their MP or ask them to attend Clay, is there a deadline for that and how can they do it?
So the reception's being held on Monday, the 25th of November. So I'd really encourage everyone to get in touch at least the weekend before that, but ideally as soon as possible so that we can make sure their diaries don't get filled up. Our e-action is available on all our social media, our Connect Facebook groups, and is also going to be included in the newsletter that's going out on the 4th of November. So I'd really encourage everyone to, you know, as soon as possible, go and fill that out and send it off to their MP. You only need your name and your postcode. It'll find your MP and generate a pre-written email. You can make any edits and then send it via the website. That's really quick and easy, but super effective.
Easy as that. Shameen, if listeners would like to get involved in any of the topics we've been discussing today, or indeed would like to find out more about campaigns or getting involved in other campaigns themselves, what's the best way to do that?
If people want to sign up for the workshops that Rebecca was talking about, or just generally have any questions or want some information from us, you can email campaigns@rnib.org.uk, or you can call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. For our news about campaigning, if you go to rnib.org.uk/news, you can select the content by selecting campaigning from the drop-down menu on the left of the screen. But lastly, as Clay mentioned, if you go onto our Twitter page, you can find us. We're at RNIB_campaigns. We post regular campaign updates and you'll find our e-action that Clay was talking about on there as well.
Fantastic. Please do get involved. That's it for this month. So to Shameen, Rebecca and to Clay, thanks to all of you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, Alan.
Thank you.